Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 1, Planning a Summer Vacation in Cantonese. Hello and welcome to the Lower Beginner series at CantoneseClass101.com. This is Season 1, Lesson 1, Planning a Summer Vacation in Cantonese. I'm Becky.
Hello, and I'm Olivia.
Together we'll guide you through the Lower Beginner series.
That's right, so get ready and enjoy.
Yes, because it's fun to learn Cantonese.
And we're here to make your experience easy and productive. Okay, Becky, what are we learning in this lesson?
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use interrogative words to talk about where to go for holidays.
The conversation takes place in an apartment in Hong Kong.
The conversation is between two friends, Karen and Olivia.
And they're using casual Cantonese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
¿Suka去边度玩?
想去澳门，
几时去啊？
未决定。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
暑假去边度玩？
想去澳门，
几时去啊？
未决定。
Now, let's hear it with the English translation.
暑假去边度玩?
Where are you going for summer holiday?
想去澳门。
I want to go to Macau.
几时去啊?
When are you going?
未决定。
I haven't decided. Is Macau where people in Hong Kong usually go on their holidays?
Well, Macau is about a one-hour ferry ride from Hong Kong, so some people like to spend a day or two there for a short trip.
Where else do they go for short trips?
Sometimes they go to the outlying islands, Lei Dou.
Oh, I've heard that Hong Kong has a lot of outlying islands.
That's right. The most popular one is called Lemma Island. Many expats prefer to stay there instead of the bustling city center. So gradually, it has evolved from a fishing village to a laid-back multicultural community.
That sounds nice. I'd like to visit there someday. Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word is...
边度
Where?
边度 边度
Next?
玩
To play.
玩, 玩.
Next,
几时,
when,
几时, 几时.
Next,
想,
to want,
想, 想.
Next,
澳门,
Macau,
澳门, 澳门.
Next,
未,
yet.
未, 未.
And last,
决定.
To decide, decision.
决定, 决定.
Let's take a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What are we starting with?
暑假.
What does each word mean?
暑 means hot temperature or summer heat, and ga means holiday.
So together they mean summer holiday. Can you repeat it, please?
暑假.
Okay, what's next?
Next is 想.
What can you tell us about this?
想 literally means to think. However, in most casual situations, it means to want to or to desire. For example, 想去. Meaning to want to go. 想食, meaning to want to eat.
Can you repeat the word for us again? Listeners, repeat after Olivia.
想去. And here's a sentence. 我想去香港.
It means I want to go to Hong Kong.
And another sentence. 我想食春卷。
I want to eat spring rolls. Well, now that you've mentioned it, I really do. Okay, now on to the grammar.
It's grammar time.
In this lesson, we'll review the interrogative words we talked about in the Absolute Beginner series. You're going to see them throughout this series and in the future, so it's important to build a strong foundation in this category.
That's right.
In this dialogue, we used where in the first sentence.
Yes, and it's 边度,
meaning where.
Do you remember which other interrogative word also used the word 边?
Is it who?
That's right. We say 边个. Note that it means which one as well as who. Please repeat after me. 边度.
Where.
And 边个.
Who or which one? Now in the third sentence of the dialogue, we hear another interrogative word. When.
几时.
Can you break these two characters down?
Yes. 几 means several or how much, while 时 comes from 时间, which means time.
So together they mean what time or when.
That's right. 几 is a very handy word to ask questions.
Can you give us some more examples?
Certainly. 几多 means how many or how much, in which the second character, 多, means many.
Listeners, please check the lesson notes for a full list of interrogative words and sample sentences. And before we go, we want to remind you that you don't necessarily have to put the interrogative words at the beginning of the sentence.
It's also common to put them behind the verb. For example, 去边度.
Literally, to go where, meaning where to go.
And 见边个.
Literally, to see who, meaning whom to see. So now you should be able to pick up the keywords and questions and understand whether they are about a place, time, or people.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Cantonese on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Cantonese Class 101 lessons inside this app.
So you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to cantoneseclass101.com/ill-app to download Innovative Language 101 for free. Well, listeners, that's all for this lesson. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next lesson. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Summer,
想去澳門.
幾時去啊?
未決定.